This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian troops expanded their territorial gains by pushing all the way back to the country's northeastern border in places. They also claimed to have captured a record number of Russian soldiers. The gains on Monday were part of the lightning advance that forced Moscow to make a hasty retreat. A spokesman for Ukrainian military intelligence says that Russian troops are surrendering en masse. A Ukrainian presidential advisor said that there were so many POWs that the country was running out of space to accommodate them. Blue and yellow Ukrainian flags fluttered over nearly newly liberated towns across the wide swath of reclaimed land. The Ukrainian military said it had freed more than 20 settlements within a 24-hour period. Russia's war in Ukraine and the Holy See strained relations with China are the backdrop to Pope Francis's visit to Kazakhstan. Francis was flying Tuesday to the Kazakh capital to meet with the president. He also is administering to a tiny Catholic community and participating in an interfaith confederate during his three-day visit. Another noteworthy aspect of his visit is the missed opportunity that Francis was supposed to have met with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church on the sidelines of that conference, but the Patriarch Kirill, who was justified in the war in Ukraine, canceled, or saying that he's justified the war in Ukraine, canceled that very same trip just last month. Carlos Alcaraz is the U.S. Open champion and the number one ranked player in the men's tennis at age 19, and he says he's exhausted, telling the Associated Press on Monday that he is not quite sure how he managed to play. This is VOA News. A modern United States Nations agency says that 50 million people have lived as modern slaves just last year. More from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Worldwide were living in modern slavery at the end of last year. That marked a 25% increase over the previous report 5 years ago. The International Labor Organization, the UN's International Organization for Migration, and the Walk Free Foundation reported Monday 28 million people were living in forced labor and 22 million were in forced marriages at the end of 2021. Two-thirds of all forced marriages were found in the Asia-Pacific region, the world's most populous region, but the highest number per capita was in Arab countries. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Justice Department in the U.S. says it is willing to accept one of Donald Trump's picks for an independent arbiter to review documents seized during an FBI search of the former president's Florida home just last month. The accommodation could help accelerate the selection process and shorten any delays caused by the appointment of the so-called special master. The judge in the case, granting a request from the Trump team, said last week that she would appoint a neutral arbiter to go through the records and weed out any that may be covered by executive privilege or attorney-client privilege. An Emirati court has ruled that a British man suspected of masterminding the $1.7 billion tax scheme cannot be extradited to Denmark to face charges. The decision in a high-profile case grants the hedge fund manager or trader Sanjay Shah a victory against Danish authorities who sought him for his role in one of the country's largest ever fraud cases. Monday's court ruling, delivered after a closed-door hearing without explanations, can be appealed by the prosecutors. The elaborate scheme, which ran for 3 years beginning in 2012, allegedly involved foreign businesses pretending to own shares in Danish companies and claiming tax refunds for which they were not eligible. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian troops expanded their territorial gains by pushing all the way back to the country's northeastern border in places. They also claimed to have captured a record number of Russian soldiers. The gains on Monday were part of the lightning advance that forced Moscow to make a hasty retreat. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.